Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus in business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and today we have another episode of Hump Day Hustle. And we're going to talk a little bit about just financial smarts, I guess. Just how do we really pay attention to what we're doing and really be successful financially? And that for a lot of people is a big struggle. And even for people that make a lot of money and think that they have their financial books in order, a lot of people really don't. And I think what a lot of people think is that I'm making money now, I'm going to enjoy it, and I might as well spend it. I'm only young once, that type of thing, which I kind of understand. You are young once, and you're only going to get older, and why not enjoy some of that stuff? But you also got to think about what's the future look like, and when you are older, who do you want paying for you? Do you want your kids to have to pay to keep care of you? Or do you want to be able to take care of your kids when you're older, make sure that you leave a legacy behind and make sure that you can take care of also of other people? And do you want to leave this world leaving a legacy? Do you want to leave this world a better place than how you entered it? Or do you just want to make sure you go have fun? And I guess that kind of depends on you. For me, yeah, I want to have fun. I want to enjoy it. But I have fun doing what I do every single day. And that's what you need to find, is you need to find that thing that makes it where every single day is a Saturday. I love what I do. And every single day for me is a Saturday. And in fact, I very rarely, if ever, look forward to a weekend. I very rarely, if ever, look forward to a vacation. Now, do I enjoy myself when I go on a vacation? Do I love spending time with my family? And do I love being with my family on the weekend? Absolutely, 100%. But it's not that I look forward to it and I can't wait for it and I'm watching the clock and I'm just, you know, anxious and ready for it. A kid waiting for Christmas. That's not the case, because I'm busy doing what I love to do every single day. And I don't just shut down either when I go on vacations. And sometimes it drives my wife a little crazy, but I'm still taking phone calls. I'm still emailing. I'm still looking on LinkedIn and thinking about business and strategizing and talking with people. And it just, I love to do it. So whether I'm on vacation or working, I still love it. And to me, that's the most important thing. So off of that topic, let's talk a little bit more about financial freedom, financial wherewithal, and how do we get into that mindset? And I think one of the most important things for me was actually just reading and listening to people that have been there before. So you can pick out some great books, and I don't necessarily think you need to pick out the ABCs of financial freedom type books. You can pick up books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad that are really general and basic, but it gets your mind thinking in a different kind of manner. You can pick Think and Grow Rich. You can pick some books like that. And you get, really, it's about getting your mind into that right mindset. How do we think differently so that we can be financially free and independent? how do we go out and spend money, but be making money at the same time? You know, every single day, no matter what I do, I've got money coming in. Anytime, you know, we go out and buy, let's say, a new car, we're going to sell our old car. And if we do put a loan on our car, the only way that loan's going to happen on that car is when I buy a new asset. So I won't put a new loan on a car unless I do buy an asset that can take and make those payments. And it doesn't matter if, my wife bought a car, and this is a perfect example. My wife bought a car recently, not recently, it's been a year and a half now. But previously, when she bought her previous car, I said, look, if you're going to buy a car, that's fine. Let's put a loan on it. And the loan payment was about $350 a month. And I said, okay, but before you do that, I'm going to buy a house. So what did I do? I went and bought a house that gave me at least $350 a month in income. Probably it was closer to about $450. That was great. So then we paid for that loan with the house. Well, then why couldn't you just go buy a new car and have a $350 a month payment? That didn't work for me. Okay, because my mindset is if you're going to buy another car, even though you're getting rid of this loan here, I got to buy an asset. And so I put that in my brain. So every time she buys a new car, we get a new property that's going to pay for that. The next time she goes out and buys a new car, I'm not going to let her buy a new car or myself, same thing, until we buy an asset that can pay for that payment. So that's my mindset. And even if you're going to buy it cash, I would go, okay, if I didn't buy it cash, what would that payment look like? And let me buy an asset to replace it. If you're going to be, you know, spending money on certain things, that's going to be a continual monthly fee. That's what I think you need to be doing. So purchase an asset to pay for a liability. And I think that's probably comes from Robert Kiyosaki. I don't know. It's just a philosophy that has stuck with me. You've got to change your paradigm. You have to shift your paradigm. The other thing I think is important is once you start getting money and accumulating money, don't spend it. Keep it and let it grow and watch your bank account go from, you know, $5,000 a month or whatever you're at, to $10,000, to $20,000, to $50,000, to $100,000, to $500,000, and just watch it organically grow before you start spending. If you're comfortable and you're used to having, let's say, $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 in your bank account, that's what you're going to expect to have in your bank account. You're not going to then allow your bank account from $500,000 to go down to $50,000. You're just not going to let that happen. So if you can get your bank account to grow, and now $500,000 for a lot of people, especially the people that are starting out right now, that's just an enormous amount of money and not a goal. But pick a goal that works for you. If you have a bank account right now that has, let's say, $5,000 in it, maybe pick a goal of, I'm going to get my bank account up to $40,000 or $50,000, okay? Probably a 10 times goal. So $5,000 to $50,000. That's what you need to get your bank account up to. Well, once that happens, I guarantee you, you have to leave the money in there for a while at $50,000, and you have to let it sit there and even grow, but you have to let it sit there in your bank account, I would say at least 5 to 6 months. And I can promise you this, you're going to do everything in your power after that to keep it at $50,000 or grow it. Just because that's what your mind now popped into it. So doing exercises like that, going through, of course, basic and generic, going through what are my monthly expenses? What do I spend money on and what can I get rid of? And I'm not telling you to live like a prude. I'm not telling you to sit there and just cut out everything. Although I think it might be good for some people. I would say a pretty healthy living. And we live a fairly minimalist lifestyle. Now, we're not extreme minimalists. I'm not going to go that far, but we don't go out and buy a bunch of extra stuff. We don't even have cable or dish. We just have the little bunny ears on our TV, and we have our TVs are, you know, 6, 8, 10 years old. We don't replace our TV. We don't, quite frankly, we don't watch TV, but that's beside the point. I mean, we don't have those extra things that a lot of people have. I don't have a boat. I don't have a lot of the toys. We don't do that kind of stuff. We don't spend our money on that kind of frivolous things, because it just, for us, that doesn't bring us the true joy that we want to bring. Now, do we do things that we love to do? Absolutely, we do. But we don't sit there and spend money on things just to have things. And I think that's important to figure out what is important to you and how do you really want to spend your money, and stick with that. Don't buy a boat just because your buddy has a boat and you had fun over the weekend on his boat. You thought, oh, that'd be so much fun. Well, go hang out with more friends that have boats. Okay. I mean, you know, just watch what you're doing, watch how you're spending. And like I said, hang out with people that have the things that you really love doing. Let them spend the money. Because I guarantee you, somebody has a boat and you want to go hang out on their boat, they'd love to have you on their boat. They don't use their boat the way they want to use their boat. They don't use it enough. And, you know, and that's just not just a boat. That's a cabin. That's a, you know, that's, there's just so many things like that that, you know, you might think you want and you might think you have to have. And so you go and spend your money on it, but you can't really, you shouldn't have it. It's not that you can't afford it. You just shouldn't have it. You shouldn't afford it. And there's a big difference. Should you afford it or can you afford it? You can afford it. I can afford a lot of things, but should I? I don't think I should. I want to be able to leave a legacy. I want to be able to give back. I want to be able to do powerful things as I get older and continue to make a big difference and an impact on this world. I want to leave this world a better place than I came into it. And I want that to be because of some of the things that I did. I don't want to rely on everybody else having to do all that work. I want to also contribute and do positive things. And I think, you know, of course, money is only one part of it. You also have to do things physically and actually be there and mentally and emotionally and changing things. But money definitely does help, and it does help pave the way. So anyways, that's me. I'm done with my rambling. I'm Todd Dexheimer, and I'm signing out. Another hump day hustle. And again, remember, every day is a Saturday. Want to learn more about real estate investing? Tune in to the best real estate investing advice ever with Joe Fairless. Joe has the longest daily running podcast on iTunes, well over 1,000 episodes. You can listen to me on Joe's podcast, episode 1015, where Joe interviews me and asks me about my best real estate investing advice. Joe has interviewed fantastic guests such as Emmett Smith, Robert Kiyosaki, Barbara Corcoran, all kinds of fantastic guests. Make sure that you go on to Joe's podcast, subscribe, give him a 5-star rating and review. You do not want to miss out on a fantastic podcast, the best real estate investing advice ever with Joe Fairless.